Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Coming off the international break here, Chris, there are a couple of big fixtures coming up, starting with Bayern at Freiburg.
Yeah, Bayern and Freiburg. You know, Freiburg has a solid defense. They've only conceded one more goal than Bayern this season. Their center back, Nico Schlotterbeck, was one of the few new names that featured on Hansi Flick's Germany squad. So their defense is something to be serious about. Their first meeting, Bayern won that 2-1 and had a two-goal lead until the 93rd minute. You know, but we're talking about international break in between a Champions League fixture. Well, Bayern lost to Augsburg back in November 2-1 after their last international break. So you have to factor in a few things, tired legs. Either way you break it down, you're talking about a top of the table clash, number one versus number five. And I think it could work out any kind of way, because when you look on paper, Augsburg is no Freiburg. So Freiburg might take advantage of Bayern, you know, in their break and all of these things that have happened in the past. We could see that replay itself.
Chris, news coming out that Erling Haaland is likely to depart this summer. Let's not forget that Dortmund are hosting Leipzig as well. Do you see Dortmund gaining ground in the standings?
Sadly, I don't see them doing it, you know, because one of the reasons is RB Leipzig, one of the best teams so far in 2022, this calendar year, only one loss. That loss came to Bayern Munich, you know, and Dortmund, you know, statistically, they still have a chance of catching Bayern, dethroning Bayern, you know, so they'll be going out for all the points. You mentioned Erling Haaland. Well, Erling Haaland did not play in the first meeting. The first meeting, Christopher Nkunku had a boot in both goals to give RB Leipzig the narrow victory. But having no Haaland in the Dortmund lineup changes things a lot. I mean, Haaland's made his return and he'll be looking to score, because since his break, you know, since he returned from injury, he hasn't found the back of the net as of yet. So we have to wait and see. Clearly they'll be thirsty, you know, to basically get better of RB Leipzig than the first encounter. But you mentioned Erling Haaland possibly leaving. The last reports are that some deal between Erling Haaland's camp and Manchester City broke down, you know, so we have to wait and see. But I do think, I mean, all of the headlines suggest he definitely will be departing this summer. I think that deal will get done. It depends if it'll be in England or if it'll be in Spain with Real Madrid, because that's been making some more noise as of late. But business becomes before pleasure, of course, as they say. So Dortmund are going to have to be on some business if they're going to get the better of RB Leipzig. As I said, they're one of the hottest teams this calendar year.
Chris, given the tons of transfer rumors out there linked to some big, big names, could the dynamic of the Bundesliga be changed forever if some actually leave?
Yeah, I think if one in particular were to leave, you'd see a difference in the dynamic of the Bundesliga. I'm talking about Robert Lewandowski. If he leaves, that would be a major change. Look at the numbers. I mean, over 30 goals, over 40 goals. You know, he's putting those numbers up, obviously. And we have to see, you know, if you remove that, you know, how that could impact Bayern Munich's leadership and, you know, how they do. The game plan the last handful of seasons has been feed Lewandowski the ball and let him score the lion's share. Well, there are reports that an agreement in principle has been done between Barcelona and the 33-year-old striker. We have to wait and see if that materializes. You know, he's been talking about him wanting to go. Bayern might not let him leave if they don't find a suitable replacement. That could be a problem for Bayern Munich as well. You know, but the biggest issues when we talk about big names, you have to look at Bayern Munich. I mean, they're even talking about changing the dynamic and introducing a playoff in the Bundesliga season in hopes of kind of changing it up and making it more competitive. Well, the competition has been speaking for itself this particular season, because when you look at the last Champions League spot, I mean, that could be a fight until the very end of the season. You know, who gets that number four spot to qualify potentially for the Champions League. But, you know, with the transfers, Erling Haaland leaving Dortmund might not be a big blow as much, because Dortmund have done outstanding in terms of replacing their outstanding young stars. You know, but I think Robert Lewandowski is a bigger name than Bayern. And the rest of the league are kind of waiting to see what happens, because if he leaves, you know, my money would not be behind Bayern Munich next season. That's for sure.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, well, Germany and their new coach, Hansi Flick, remain undefeated. You know, their biggest opponent come on Tuesday night versus the Netherlands. Flick is the first coach to win his first 8 matches in charge of Germany. You know, and they've been doing it in unbelievable fashion. 33 goals, only conceded 2. You know, and on that encounter, Manuel Neuer, the captain, is set to make his return. You know, he is the most capped goalkeeper in German history. Most clean sheets, nearly 50, you know, between the posts. So Germany look good. You know, they have a lot of good young stars as well. And it wouldn't be right if I didn't mention the national team of where I reside, and that's Berlin, and that's the national German team, Die Mannschaft. And we have to wait and see. I mean, it could be between Bayern and Dortmund, because Dortmund have their striker, Daniel Malen, who's going to be looking to get the ball past Manuel Neuer. And we'll have to see if he's successful. You know, my instinct tells me Neuer, when he's back, he'll be on point. So I do expect that perfect record to maintain itself with Hansi Flick in Germany.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.